Jongshia and Naya Sadongchua SBS Radio Hmong Program Teya Nona Ku Tatunda Yipan Sai Hmong Shangche Town Festival Landau Cha Kong Tsang Landau Cha Events Naya Ke Sa Ka National Ha Kia Hede She Yaveli Cha Natali Tangcha Dancing Group Na
The reason why they want to know to keep the Hmong culture grow because the younger generation chimon dao e ban chai la bong
ya
go dili kia younger generation ga lo continue Hmong culture dancing because it's a beautiful culture be ko sa ka jam ni ka he jan ne ge chi bao zo pe na
ya veli cha thau su ka thali sa la set up ko group na What is the reason why you guys set up this dancing group? And what is it for initially?
Well, originally it was just for my sister's wedding.
Okay.
And then we decided to do like to perform for New Year because we're like, I think it's time to just to do something for like the old generation, just to see, to enjoy more performances. And then from then on, we started to like just continue because like we enjoyed it, and it's just something for us to just to do for the weekend. So like we just have time to just enjoy, and like it's just like another excuse to get together too, to have more family time, and also to just to communicate with other like age group and everything. Yeah.
Okay. I think it also comes down to passion as well. Yeah. We all have passion in dancing.
I can see that it is not just for socializing. It might be a network, family times together, friends. It's also physical activities, which is good for you to keep you healthy. And apart from that, you also keep your culture going, especially Hmong costume or either dancing. So how about you guys? Are you guys happy to join the dancing group?
Yeah.
And what do you get from it? How do you feel about it?
I feel energetic and happy.
Happy? So how are you doing this? Because you have to go to school at the same time. And on the weekend, you have to do dancing, and you have to go to events, you have to go to a festival, especially Hmong New Year. So how are you organizing all this?
Yeah. Oh, so basically, it's Austin or Pat that contacts me.
Okay.
And then, look, you've got an event. This date, this time, make sure you guys come early, this and that. So they'll always contact me, and they go ahead and lopa, hello, look, no, no, better more, hold on, and this is what we're wearing, and bali no. And then they're like, okay, because I basically drive them anyway. So, jok kong gulu lai, ta da ku che le.
Okay.
Che gu ying, tu dou lai. Then mali practice. Yeah. And then Mali get ready, and then Mali move.
Do you have anyone helping you to buy the costume, to organize someone to come and teach?
I know my mom.
How do you come to become an instructor? How to teach your younger siblings to dance?
I've always had passion in dancing when I was younger.
Okay.
Good young yellow. Yeah. It's just a thing that grew on me, that gave me that confidence to teach as well.
So you turned your disappointment into a lesson.
Yeah.
Which is very good. How about your siblings? How about you guys? Why did you decide to join your sister to perform in dancing group?
I always had a passion when I was younger.
Yes.
And I enjoyed dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed fun going to the
yes.
like festivals and that.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I always dance because our culture is starting to like disappear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to preserve Hmong culture and custom.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
When I was younger, I loved dancing, and I enjoy going to all the events we've been to.
Okay, so it is not just for dancing for fun. It keeps you happy. You are going out to events to see different peoples, to see different festivals, see different communities as well. And at the same time, also keep you active and healthy.
Mm.
All right, so...
I think it's important as well how I'm doing it to build them confidence.
Mm, mm, mm.
Because I see with the younger generations, confidence is the most important thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, mm. So especially with Phoenix and Asia and Bridget...
Mm-hmm.
They get really shy and that, and then here you are trying to push them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, just show all that you can.
Mm-hmm. Because it is a very useful skills as well, because younger generation, those who don't have the chance to stay on the stage,
yeah.
got panic, got stage panic.
Yeah.
So, they got frozen. They,
so it's a good opportunity
yeah.
for them.
Okay, to show their talents and
yeah.
Learn some skills. Do you think that you want to expand your group? How do you want to take the group into the future?
Well, we did have the Vain Girls,
mm-hmm.
But unfortunately they're not here this year because mm-hmm. Some of them are traveling. Their parents were saying this year they won't be performing with us. So, but we're happy to mm-hmm. accept anyone. We're open for anyone that mm-hmm. does come mm-hmm. and would like to join.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that in the future you want to set up a proper school so you can teach as a Hmong dancing class to younger people, especially girls or boys, whoever wants to attend?
Yeah,
dancing?
It'll be very good, but mm-hmm. it's just, you know, organization
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, getting sponsored and all mm-hmm. help, yeah, with the community.
Mm-hmm. So... what do you guys want to say to those Hmong young kids, especially girls or boys from Vietnamese community or any communities that want to join your dancing group?
I think it's not why they should come. It's just like if you're interested, come
mm-hmm.
and join and mm-hmm. just see how it is
mm-hmm.
to see if like we're the crowd. Because
mm-hmm.
it's always about like crowd, like to see if like we have something similar like in hobbies
mm-hmm.
or... just like the aura from if they feel comfortable with us. And like if they're not interested in dancing, like, you know, just come and help support too.
Mm.
Because like with support, it can also build us our confidence that,
mm-hmm.
and we can also see from like their perspective if we have improved or not too.
Mm-hmm.
But just like little comments and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, just to get involved with the community more, too,
mm.
which is good for those that are not that involved in the Hmong community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like Hmong community are very close to community. We tend to stay close to ourselves, do not open, do not join, participate with the other communities in Australia.
Mm.
Okay. How about you? Why do you decide to join a Hmong dancing group? You're from Vietnamese community, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Why did you join?
Because I love dancing.
You love dancing?
Yeah.
Do you want to say something to your community, whoever wants to dance? Why should they try to join some dancing? What do you get out of dancing?
Well, dancing is fun, it's healthy, free, active.
How long have you started your dancing group? And compared to initially that you have started to now?
Yeah.
How different
with the
it is?
Rare Diamonds,
yeah.
Basically that's the group
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm.
What year was it?
2013.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, roughly 6 years now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, since then, you guys also go to festivals, like, what are
festivals? We've only started about 2 years. Three years.
We started in 2016, mm-hmm. I think.
I don't remember.
It was Joshong's New Year, the year when we started getting involved in the community and the festivals and all that.
Yeah. So initially, you guys just start dancing for your sister's wedding?
Yeah.
And then it turns to Hmong Austrian Festival?
Yep.
And then Hmong New Year?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you also involved with the Hmong Austrian Festival, so you dance with them and also go to a festival in Hume.
Festival.
Multicultural festival.
Yep.
Okay, so what experience have you guys get from participating or doing all this?
You want to answer it?
Yeah. Well, the experience from it is, it just opens up our mind to, mm-hmm. to like, our culture when we mm-hmm. started getting involved into, like, the Hume, what do you call it?
Community.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we experienced it from, like, you know, it's just, like, a little bit, like, of also life experience, too, to, like, mm-hmm. you know, to learn how to, like, just to, for us to travel and mm-hmm. all that, and especially for, like, the younger generation, because, like, you know, what you see on social mm-hmm. media, it's
experience
just all...
Experience for the younger generation.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just, like, it's just, like, little experiences and also... Like, also involve, like, gets us to involve with, like, other culture. Like, and also, like, for us to let everyone know that Hmong exists. Because, like, mm-hmm. no one knows that, mm-hmm. like, you know, Hmong community is mm-hmm. there.
This is very important point. When you guys get out there to the festival or Hmong community or dance or Hmong New Year, people will ask you if they are not Hmong, from Hmong community, who are Hmong.
Yeah.
How do you guys answer that question? How do you explain yourself? How do you tell?
Yeah, a lot of
yeah, it's really
like
hard.
At the Nepal festival where we went in March or June or March, and they look at our costumes because it's very different to some of the costumes mm-hmm. out there, and they love it because it's filled with money mm-hmm. and bells and it's mm-hmm. colorful, and they always ask, where are you from? And mm-hmm. when we say we're like not mm-hmm. where you're from, but what's your background? We're mm-hmm. like, oh, we're Hmong, and they're like, oh, Mongolian, and then we're like, we have to explain to them that we're from Laos and mm-hmm. we speak Hmong, and mm-hmm. then they try to like they still refer back to Mongolians mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah, but we always try to explain to them and mm-hmm. say that our community isn't big,
mm-hmm.
and we're very small.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have New Year's mm-hmm. towards the end of the year. You guys are always more than welcome to come and see and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
they always invite us back
mm-hmm.
to their festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see you again next year because uh-huh. you guys did a brilliant
uh-huh.
Job.
So how do you feel about that?
Happy. Because like it's just helping us to make friends and mm-hmm. connections too. Mm-hmm.
Do you make any friends at all? Like, get to know some other people, maybe your age group from other communities?
Yeah.
Or,
I would love to, but they're quite shy.
What is your future vision?
I would like the Red Diamonds to improve. Expand and show more of, like... culture awareness, and with our dances I wanted to relate mm-hmm. to like back in the olden days with the Hmong mm-hmm. stories and mm-hmm. all that, the timelines of the stories mm-hmm. and stuff. So basically our performance this year, we have one that's based on shaman,
mm-hmm.
so it's Wanenga. So we're doing it based on that, and then there's another one that it's about Wate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually telling stories this mm-hmm. year with our performances.
From your dancing.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
not just dancing, but dancing that represents Hmong traditional life, like doing farming, doing shaman, many, many stories that can be told through dancing.
I guess when you're open-minded to different cultures, and then sometimes we look at American performances and how well they performed, and it inspires us, and we're like, hey, we can do that too. Why don't we try it this year? Because majority of the Hmong dances are all similar, and you're like, okay, we could do that too, but then we want to be different,
and might, we want might represent Hmong culture,
yeah,
Hmong way of life,
yeah.
You can do some dance performance representing Hmong near life, Hmong near lifestyles in Western country. Which is different.
Yeah.
Everyday's life in Western country like Australia, America, France, whichever country, Canada, so that Hmong lives in now.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you mean in terms of dancing performance relate to Hmong culture of Venice. Okay. How about Hmong language? Because you're Hmong, when you go out to represent your community to wider community, multicultural community.
Well, that's
When they ask you, who are you? What's your background? I'm Hmong. Can you speak Hmong? Can you show me what Hmong language looks like? How do we say hello, thank you, or whatever? How do you respond to that?
Cô hay lo Hmong tao không ạ? Thì hay lo chiều mình.
Yeah.
Rồi có yêu cô yêu chị, yêu cô yêu nhà là thế này. Chị cô thầu cô hay lo đó này, chị cô yêu hay lo mi cả chứ.
Yeah.
Thế thầu thầu cô yêu tao mi nhỏ, cô hay lo Hmong nữa lấy, thì là thầu là mẹ lấy.
Yeah.
Gashia, the Shila Lodge, Chichu Halu, the good Chibo, Asia Chibon. You couldn't get better, had their Gachi, Kiela Lu Mong. The Yet Kilmo, the She Chitza, La Vecchi, Hazma.
Do you know that Pets Raton and about Mavang is teaching Hmong class now? Do you guys think
I pushed them to go, and they're like,
do you want to go? Because there are a lot of girls there and boys, and even there is a young Chinese boy to come over and study Hmong as well.
Yeah, Hmong.
Yeah, you study Hmong.
It's just like at school when you're learning Turkish school and Japanese. It's why not Hmong? We're trying to keep the Hmong community grow, and then you're pushing, saying no, I'm not going to give it a try. That you're doubting the Hmong community, so why not go and try it?
Yeah, as other community in the bigger community like Greek, Italian, Indian or Chinese people, they have their own language school, and the reason they have is because they want the younger generation to carry on speaking their language. For example, now, if we just speak English, it's fine, everyone understands. But when you meet someone new, they say, who are you? What's your background? I'm Hmong. Can you speak Hmong? Can you say something in Hmong? Can you show me how Hmong language look like? And at that stage, if you don't know, you don't learn Hmong, then it's kind of you're losing your identity.
Yeah,
because you are Hmong.
To be
Because Australia is a multicultural community. That means that a lot of people from different countries and nations come together to stay together as a melting pot or salad bowl in Australia, which we use English as the main language, but we also retain our language, culture, and traditions and keep continuing. That's who we are as part of the fabric of the multicultural society Australia.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a final say about your dancing group?
I would like the younger generations to speak.
Yes. Do you want to share some of your ideas? Anything about your dancing group that you're happy to share with the other people, so they know that why you guys doing a dancing performance, and what is it for, and how many, and who can join, and do you have to pay any fees, or they're welcome to join, to come and observe or help or do anything. If they want, they can join, whatever.
You don't really need to pay for it. You can just join on the certain days we dance.
Yeah.
and you can observe mm-hmm. much if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help.
Either can if they know how to teach other people to dance and have the dancing experience, they can share.
It's just like volunteer, like
mm-hmm.
if you're interested then come and join.
Mm-hmm.
Like majority of us, like those that don't have talent, mm-hmm. like they can learn dance and mm-hmm. just say that, yeah, I have a little bit of talent, you know, mm-hmm. I know a little bit of like dance and mm-hmm. all that. Because like Hmong dancing is very simple. You just need to know the moves and mm-hmm. then you can do it. Because like Hmong dancing is very soft,
mm-hmm.
so a lot of the movements are very soft too, mm-hmm. soft and sharp, so mm-hmm. it's very easy
mm-hmm.
for those that never done dancing mm-hmm. before too.
Most importantly is the music as well. Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to listen mm-hmm. to the music,
mm-hmm.
so which part
mm-hmm.
to dance and move.
Yeah, yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's very important.
You understand the rhythm. When you should when you mention about music, do you often play more music? The music that might relate to the dance performing stories, like if it is shaman, you might put a song that might have a shaman backgrounds in there, or if it is about Hmong doing agriculture, planting, harvesting. You put some Hmong music that represents that situation as well, or you just use general music?
Yes, we always get the music to relate to mm-hmm. our performance.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, like, it's very hard to
mm-hmm.
find
mm-hmm.
Hmong songs
mm-hmm.
that we will, like, just say, oh, we're going to do
mm-hmm.
Or There.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, let's go look for Or There song. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking, you're like, oh, it's so hard.
Yeah, but you also use the custom and also tools like
yes.
Tickles,
yeah.
baskets.
We do. We do go get all those stuff just for the performance
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah.
And especially the main one is Hmong costume.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. So thank you very much for sharing your story.
Thank you
and
so much.
Hopefully that inspire Hmong younger generation to stay active, to take some physical activities so they can clear the mind, so they can meet someone, be happy, and yeah, learn something.
And build confidence. If they
want
to build more confidence, uh-huh. we're happy as Red Diamonds to
yes.
accept them anytime.
Okay. So if people want to join, where can they find you guys? Or contact you guys?
Contact through the Red Diamond page on mm-hmm. Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Or they can directly contact me mm-hmm. on Facebook
mm-hmm.
or Instagram
okay.
or YouTube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.